So, in other words, providing for the physical, mental, and spiritual care. And sisters, you know from your apostles, in the years to come you will learn much more. There is nothing which children more need than knowing that their father and mother are, first of all, married, and that both mother and father are faithful to each other in the married life. Then, primary teachers are the parents for their children, and that from infancy. And nobody, sisters, nobody, of course God can work miracles, but barring miracles, nobody can replace the parents as teachers. Am I clear? There's one theme of the Holy Father. This is it. Stressing the family and the duty, the grave duty of mother and father both, of teaching their children. And then the New Testament teaching on the fourth commandment. The Gospels and St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians speak at length about both duties of children to their parents and parents to their children. And St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians is most important. Honoring parents means love, obey, and respect. L-O-R or R-O-L. Love, obey, and respect. And the first word is love. Thirdly, respect and love is unconditional. In other words, no matter who the parents are, and how they are living, and what their condition is, we ought to respect and love our parents, and so teach others, no matter what the condition of our father or mother may be. Am I clear? In obedience, and this is the language of the church, must be in the Lord. Children are to obey their parents, but I ask, in the Lord. Because the parents can give directives or orders to the children that are not always in the Lord. Number four, children may embrace the Catholic faith, listen, on reaching the age of reason that the church is teaching. I have so many stories in my memory, but I will, postpone them to a later date. Then, the duty under sin for parents. In other words, the parents are obliged under sin to take care of their children. And love, obedience, and respect of the children for their parents is binding under sin. Then, never drive your children to resentment. Remember? That's in the New Testament. In other words, the parents should be, strict with their children, but lovingly, in such a way that the children don't resent their parents And as you know, when we love someone, oh, sisters, may we cause pain, may we cause pain to someone we love. Is that permissible?
Yes.
Remember our Lord in the temple, remember what he did? He had a cord of rope and drove the money changers out of the temple. And I'm sure he hit some of them. I want to ask you, sisters, have any of you ever been spanked by your parents? I hope so. Duty to obey parents, in other words, the extent and limitations. Always assuming that the parents are telling us to do what is God's will. Can the parents, or may the parents, forbid someone, say, to become a religious? May they? Will we have to obey our parents if they forbade us to become religious? That's one of the limitations. However, sisters, as I've told so many young people, it is good, I won't say to just obey, but to respect the advice of one's parents before you marry somebody. Because the parents, well, being married themselves, they can size up, oh, that girl you're dating, my mother told me, John, please, tell her, no, pray for her, but don't date her. Thanks, Mother. Now, foundation for authority. The fourth commandment, sisters, is the divinely revealed foundation for love, obedience, and respect for all authority. Am I clear? And that is an ocean. Authority in the state, authority in the church, authority, of course, in the family, authority in consecrated life. Our vow of obedience, sisters, has its revealed foundation in the fourth commandment. And this is then our evangelical counsel of obedience, because, sisters, we may, otherwise you and I wouldn't be here, we may bind ourselves to obey an authority that, unless we become religious, we would never have been obliged to obey. And, my dear missionaries of charity, it be not true for you, but it's true for me. The hardest vow for me to listen to is the vow of obedience. And it is 1 minute after six. Now, am I correct? Can we see the end of this? Is that okay? Do we need a bell? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it unto me according to your word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit, amen. Sisters, do you know St. Teresa's, Teresa of Avila's, definition of a religious community? All you need for a religious community is a superior and a bell. You'll see you tomorrow, sisters. God bless you.